An ex-guest is an accredited and practicing dietitian, spokesperson for the Dietitians Association of Australia. Lisa Wren, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How's things?
Well,
it's
good.
A bit concerned, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, TikTok, is that a good place to get dietary advice?
I would think not. And I think, you know, it's actually quite concerning that this sort of inaccurate information is popping up when people are searching for advice around poor body image and things like that. So they're really quite vulnerable to wanting information that appears to work. And when these influencers are saying, look at me, this, look how fabulous I am, this works, I only eat carrots.
Right.
You know, that it's really tempting to follow that.
So just, yeah. We've been talking a lot about the history of war. Do you know the idea that carrots are good for your vision was a rumour spread by the British during World War II because they didn't want the Germans to know that they could put radar on their airplanes. And so they spread that rumour just saying, oh, you know, our gunners and pilots are all eating carrots. That's why we can see the German fighters coming. The reality was they had radar on their planes. They didn't want the Germans to know it. Anyway, I mean, but what if the CSIRO, which, you know, publishes its healthy diet every few years, I mean, if they go on TikTok, should people listen to that?
Yeah, look, I think when you're looking at who you're getting information from, that is the most important thing to do, because there is no doubt that there will be credible information on TikTok, on Instagram, on the other social media platforms. But that's the tricky thing, and the person who's looking at that information needs to look more critically and say, okay, this is CSIRO, if this is the Dietitians Association, if this is the Heart Foundation, these are big peak bodies. And if they're saying something, then, you know, I can believe it. But it's quite concerning that 40% of people believe the influencers.
Yeah. And do you think also people, and this predates TikTok or any other social media platform, but people are looking for, I don't know, like a magical way to lose weight. You know, just do this for 3 days and you'll lose 10 kilos.
Yeah. Look, there's absolutely no doubt that the silver bullet has always been very attractive. But the problem is that any fad diet, you know, research actually shows us that, especially for young people, fad diets actually increase the risk of developing an eating disorder. And for the general population, the other quite astounding thing is that fad diets are actually a predictor of future weight gain. So that's the saddest thing, that people are looking for these silver bullets, but in actual fact, the solution is in a more balanced long-term approach with a professional, for example, an accredited practicing dietitian.
All right, thank you for your time. Lisa Wren there, spokesperson for the Dietitians Association of Australia.